This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
Our special guest on Bent Notes is a young Adelaide-based drummer, percussionist and a composer who has a number of awards to his name already, has worked with renowned artists and is about to release his second album. It is my great pleasure to bid a very warm welcome to Bent Notes to Alexander Flood. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well indeed. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, all the way from Adelaide.
Absolutely.
Where did your love of drums and percussion originate?
When I was about 8 years old, I started learning music at school and very quickly kind of just fell in love with it. And then, yeah, all through the rest of primary school, high school, university was basically my biggest interest, my biggest kind of passion was just playing music, writing music, learning different instruments, all sorts of musical things.
How many instruments do you know?
I'm definitely across drums and percussion, I probably couldn't count because I just, I'm able to pick things up and kind of learn as I go with a lot of instruments. But I don't really play sort of harmonic instruments,
okay,
and melodic instruments as such. I did do, tune percussion way back when I was younger, but not so much melodic instruments. I do play enough piano to be able to compose, but not enough to perform on.
It always intrigues me when a drummer says they compose, because the first thought is, well, the drummer plays drums, they hit things, they don't actually play a melody. But now that makes sense that you have some piano skills.
Yeah, that's it. And that really comes from just studying music kind of in the classroom as well, like having music theory lessons essentially since I was 12 or 13 up until the end of university. So going right through jazz theory, jazz harmony, all that sort of stuff, having that foundation and having, some of that knowledge at least is very helpful with composition. And I don't think I'd be, composing the music I am had I not had that formal music education.
Did you take to that compositional aspect of education at the time?
Yeah, in high school I did a subject called composing and arranging, which was the first time I kind of sat down and notated things out as a composition. I had written, little things along the way, more maybe rhythmic based stuff at home, just kind of playing around for fun. But yeah, this was the first time that I'd kind of put things to paper and then had someone play it and kind of hear how it sounds interpreted by, a piano player or guitarist.
How did you feel when you heard your first composition played back and you liked it?
First one that I had played back and I liked? I don't know. I guess excited because I discovered another kind of output, another way for me to express my, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, my experiences through a different medium, not just, playing an instrument, but through a, pre-composed kind of a bunch of notes and chords.
Now, the traditional question would be, Alex, what drummers do you believe have influenced your musical directions? However, as a composer as well, what musicians have influenced your musical directions to date?
That's a really tough question because my musical tastes are really, really diverse. I suppose there's not a lot of styles of music that I haven't listened to or delved into to some degree. So that's a tough one. I take a lot of influence from kind of film score music, actually.
Oh, really?
And more cinematic kind of stuff. Someone that comes to mind straight away, actually, is a bit of a hybrid between sort of more cinematic film score-esque music and jazz, which is what I kind of studied at university. Someone that comes to mind is Bill Lawrence, who's a UK-based piano player, and he's been a huge influence on my composition or my kind of composing and the direction that's taken because of, his sound and just kind of his style of composition is something that I really, really love. So, yeah, he's someone that comes to mind straight away, but I could list, 500 different influences. A lot of it is just an amalgamation of all these different styles and sounds, and a lot of styles which aren't necessarily through composed as such. A lot of styles that rely heavily on kind of long form groove and improvisation, and then a lot of traditional or folkloric styles from different countries and different cultures of music and all that sort of stuff. So it all kind of bleeds into this tapestry of kind of woven together influences.
When you refer to yourself, do you refer to yourself as a jazz drummer or as a drummer who plays across multiple genres?
If I'm wanting to score a jazz gig, I might say I'm a jazz drummer. But no, I study jazz, but I don't play a whole lot of kind of straight ahead or bebop or any of that sort of jazz currently. So I do play a lot of beat kind of bass music, a lot of maybe more in the pop realm, kind of funk, soul, R&B type, treading that sort of line. So yeah, I mean, jazz is a very broad stretched term, umbrella term, so it's hard to say. But yeah, I would call myself a jazz drummer. I would call myself just a drummer.
You'll answer to any direction. And I have read that you aim in your music to connect people, places and experiences. How do you see yourself achieving that connection?
Like I said, a lot of my listening and a lot of my influence comes from such a diverse palette of sounds and places and things like this. When I was younger, my family and I would go on holidays. I was very lucky, very fortunate to have parents who were very passionate about traveling. So from a very young age, I was able to go to some incredible, incredible places in the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, all sorts of different places around the world. Since then, have continued to travel more and experience all sorts of different places. And for me, the travel and the experience of, as we said, these people, these places and these experiences, that combined with the feeling of nostalgia that you get from travel, or maybe after travel, or when you're looking back thinking about those memories, all these things have kind of seeped in and influenced my writing in quite a big way. And that emotion, that feeling of nostalgia, is something that has always fascinated me, because it can be such a happy and sad emotion all at once. It's this kind of strange, conflicted feeling. So yeah, I guess taking influence from my experiences overseas and meeting other people and kind of seeing these different places and meeting these different people, this is all kind of finding its way into my music. But in another way, the music actually aims to kind of blur the lines in a way. So bringing together these influences which are seemingly different and letting them kind of flourish together, letting them share this space and interact and cross over and weave together in this kind of creative way that blurs the lines between genre and boundary and expectation and things like that.
Perhaps the space between might be one way to describe that.
That's it.
Yes. Now, the space between, is the name of your album that you're releasing in January. I've heard one track from that album called Pathways, the second single that you've released on Friday, only 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago. Mm. Yep.
What can we expect to hear in the space between, and what will we hear in Pathways in a couple of minutes' time?
So the space between, as my description before about the music and the composition, it's all very... drawing on these very diverse influences, kind of attempting to bring them together and maintain a level of continuity and this sort of, I guess, stylistic and sonic continuity with my own flavor in amongst it all. It is a diverse collection of music, but a lot of it is based on kind of music that I feel, or at least music that makes me want to move my body, right? Music that is sort of lends itself to maybe dance influences and things like that, which at the core of it, so much music from around the world, that's sort of its purpose is for dance and has been for thousands and thousands of years. So yeah, bringing that into more of a contemporary context has been one of the kind of bigger parts of the writing and the creation has been kind of reflecting that dance, that sense of, you know, dance music or music that evokes that energy. and on the album itself, bunch of different kind of featured artists from around the world that I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with. One of which I'm very, very excited about, is Christian Scott Atunde Ajua, a trumpeter from the US, very well-known jazz trumpeter, and he's playing on the track that we released on Friday called Pathways.
It's a beautiful track. Christian does a fantastic job on that. I love his trumpet because it's not just your standard straight down the line the trumpet. It's one of the trumpets with the bell going up in the air.
Yeah, his kind of custom-built, custom-designed horn with atoms.
I was wondering
about
that.
It's a very, very beautiful
that.
Instrument.
Yeah, it looks, yeah. And it sounds superb.
Yeah, it does. He has such a unique tone and way of kind of moving air through the instrument and creating that kind of textural sound as well as the tone. There's the texture to the tone. So it's this is something that I'm, every time I hear it, I'm still, you know, pinching myself that he's playing on this track, and we wrote this track for him to play on, essentially. And the track sort of, to me, represents our relationship and our friendship working together over the past 2 or 3 years. So Christian has become a mentor to me, and I've been releasing all these kind of tunes through his label, Stretch Music, and through the process and through the, from the writing to the creation, the recording, production, things like that, he's been kind of mentoring me along the way. And yeah, he's been a fairly pivotal figure in my artistic development over the last few years, which has been, yeah, been really special.
Good to have a mentor like that. We're going to have a listen to Pathways now. But before we do that, I just want to mention that all the details about you, your teaching, your music, and a whole lot of other great and fantastic information is available on your website, alexanderfloodmusic.com.au. And you've got a Bandcamp page as well, I think.
That's it, I do. That is alexanderflood.bandcamp.com.
Which is where we can have a bit of a preview of, I suppose it's only the singles at the moment, but the entire album once it's released later in January. Alexander, thank you so much for chatting with us here on Bent Notes. We wish you every success with Pathways, and we look forward, as I said, to hearing the entire album of The Space Between sometime in late January. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much for chatting.
Our guest on Bent Notes has been Alexander Flood. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.